the apartment complex there at Surrey Lane.
The name of the complex is Cedar Grove Apartments. Cedar Grove's Apartments. They're right at the end of Surrey Lane and Dingledine Road.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. W0ECA.
Also, Jeff, trees all in the road. County Highway is probably going to have to come out here and clean this up as well.
What road, Phil?
Dingledine Road, Highway. The trees are across both sides of the road. It's hard to get around them. At the intersection there, we have trees across the roadway.
At the intersection, Dingledine Old 94, thank you. I might have to go on your computer to do it. They're not, there's no one there, I don't think. W0LON.
W0SC, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, this is W0RGS, so it's a wall card. It's probably
blocking half the road. The vehicles are going around the trees, but also the electrical lights. Some of them damaged. Some of them are working, but some of them are also on the roadway itself. They were knocked down.
Okay, thank you.
And 94.
Are you saying Crowley? Crowley? You're not a repeater.
That's the word said, probably in 94.
Confirmation on location at Wall Cloud on 94.
94 and probably Green by the White Castle.
Help. Okay, so yeah, I think it's over deviation. If you just stay back from your mic, you'll be fine.
Okay, clear. Also, just information, there's been a lot of the apartment complex in question, a lot of roofs have been taken off. No one is injured that I'm aware of.
Okay, well we have that in the log here, thank you.
70STL and 0 Echo Zulu.
I am at Jungerman and 94. I have roofing material off houses, plywood removed off roofs, trees down, signs down on buildings. Looks like quite a bit of damage.
Confirm that location again.
It's at Jungerman and 94 and Queensbrook and 94.
Is that just one structure?
I believe so, sir.
Okay, thank you. W0ECA, St. Charles County, EOC.
Actually, several structures.
49 p.m. WB0HSI.
You are copying 7 or 8 structures at 94 in Jungerman.
That's correct. Right at the CVS pharmacy store, the subdivision just northwest of there.
Yeah, do we have a person to go up here and take a look?
Weather emergency, next.
WX0STL W0SVH.
Go ahead.
this is National Weather.
Be advised that wall closet was reported earlier is now at 94 West Quay. I am not observing any rotation at this time.
Copy that. Control, do you have any further damage reports that fits your STL?
Severe weather, not alert.
This is W0ECA, St. Charles County EOC, looking for operators for damage assessment. If they're available to do some damage assessment, call W0ECA.
W0LNS available.
Sam, police are on the scene at Gentleman 94. That whole little corner, strip mall, club fitness, the subdivision behind them, all sustained.
KG, you're available for damage assessment?
Yes, I could, especially if it's out this end of the county. You want me to go somewhere east?
I'd like you to head toward Youngerman and 94.
Okay, I'll be on my way in a minute. KG, sir.
IXD, ELC.
Weather emergency.
Go ahead. I went down all the way down to Dingledine Road, except for this area. I don't see any other damage.
Okay, well, if you can get us specific addresses and stuff as you come back up Dingledine there for some of that damage you did see, we need that.
Okay, copy that.
W0ECA.
Net control, National Weather.
National Weather, are you calling W0ECA in St. Charles?
Yes, sir. Do you have anybody at that location? We're looking at Jungerman up there at 94 that can assess to see if there's any damage besides the subdivision and the club fitness.
We have a person en route. They will be there in a few minutes.
Great. Let me know what's going on. Thank you very much. W0ECA listening.
W0ECA. W0LNS and W0ECA.
LNS, go ahead.
Hey, you got me coming up 364.
Can do that, whatever you want.
Okay, come up 364, and when you get up to close to the 94 intersection there, give me a call.
Will do, W0LNS.
Hackman, that area. She's emailed and texted some photos of damage, roof missing, shingles missing, and I don't think there's any personal damage or anything like that. But
do you have the addresses on Dingledine there?
I'm giving them as we speak.
Okay, well, give me what you got.
Stand by.
Snuck up on us, it seems like.
Yeah, sure did. How far west is she of that location?
She's about a half a mile west of Hackman on West Clay.
And how far is that away from the 94 Jungleman?
About a mile, maybe a mile and a half at the most.
And what direction?
Northwest of west of 94 Jungleman.
Make sure I understand, she's located a half mile northwest of Jungle Bend in 94?
Yeah, I'm saying that without looking at the map. Southeast, no, southwest of Francis Howell North. She's almost exactly 1 mile southwest of Francis Howell North High School, which is on Hackman, just north of the intersection of Hackman and West Clay.
I'm just leaving my QTH heading towards I-70.
Okay, I want you to go to the Youngerman at 94 area, Youngerman at 94.
W0, KG, affirmative.
CL.
Subdivision near the CVS, that's our only description we have so far. Need an assessment and addresses.
Understand, I'll be a while though getting there, it takes a while. W0, KG.
Understand.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, the address is, one of the addresses is 273 Cedar Brook Apartments. Also 272 Cedar Brook and 270 Cedar Brook. Those are the addresses with the roof and the tree damage.
Yeah, that's the apartment complex you reported earlier?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Just keep looking around the area there. I have LNS coming also to that area too.
Just for clarification, I am in my black Dodge truck.
Hey, can you tell me how much roof damage that those units have?
It looks like just some of the roof came off. I don't see anything exposed in the apartment. I just think that some of the shingles were blown off.
Okay, thank you, Phil. That is really CA.
ISD, ELC, correction on my last transmission.
Go ahead.
The address is 277. Cedar Grove Drive, and that apartment complex does have its roof. I can see the insulation.
Yeah, 277, you have a roof off, correct? The other is 270, 72, and 73 is just shingles.
Correct. That's what I'm seeing now, yes. It looks like 273 has most of the damage.
The 277 is a roof off.
ISD, I'll say, just to let you know, we have a lot of news, people coming in now.
Weather, emergency, left.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, I'd like you to look at the McClay. And the McClay area, over there, McClay Road area, north of 94 there, there's been some issues possibly in that area, if you would come.
Affirmative, WD6EQ on the way.
W
WX0STL, W0SVH.
Go ahead, sir. This is WX0STL.
Actually, it's ma'am, but my travels are taking me in the area of Cliff's report from earlier. Would it help to have some eyes in the area?
Yes, sir. We'd appreciate any information you can provide.
Okay. I'll take a slight detour, but not too much out of my way.
Copy that. Be advised, you do have a deck going if you need help.
KC0STB.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, Stephanie, if you go 94 and get off of the first exit off of Page Avenue and go toward Hackman, toward Francis Powell North and turn west, which is left, actually maybe south, but anyway, it's West Clay. No, it's not. It's not. Forget it. It's McClay, McClay. It's very close to the St. Charles Public Library at the Hackman and McClay. And she is about a mile from the Jungleman and 94, maybe a mile and a half north. I said northeast, I believe it's north.
EZQ, go ahead.
Yeah, start at Jungleman and McClay, go east on McClay. We have reports in the Hackman Road and McClay area, which would be east of there. If you would check out that area there, just start there and see what you see. There's some...
If you have any bad damage all the lawn furniture, she ended up in up against the fence, wrought iron stuff, you know, and she said there's some shingles missing and on other people's houses and things like that, and a lot of limbs down. But and a picture that she sent has a house, obviously part of the roof is missing, not just shingles, but the roof itself. So anyway, WX0STL, K20STV, thanks. See you later. Bye-bye.
W0SVH, clear.
K0STV, WX0STL.
Yeah, Mike, K0STV.
Can you write something down?
Yeah, sure, go.
This is an email address where she can send those things to us, some pictures.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, WWhiskey-LSX.webmaster, WEBMASTER at
We'll be busy and personal until about 1900 hours, currently available till then on cell phone, but before maybe it.
Did you see DCA square?
We'll get it. They're on the phone. I can do that way, I think. KC0STB clear.
Thank you. WX0STL clear.
EOC.
Weather. Emergency. Net.
Hey, station calling EOC.
Yeah, Jeff, it's Phil. The only damage I have found is what I've already reported to you. I drove around the area and don't really see anything to really report.
Okay, well, we have some other operators going in some other different areas, so we'll see. If you've checked out basically old 94, right?
And that damage I've already reported to you. And I also went down to Dingledine, and I didn't see anything down there either.
Okay, well, thank you for your service. We'll go ahead and let the other guys check out some of the other areas we need to check.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm assuming you had me in the log.
Oh, yeah, you're all over the log.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about the problem.
WX0STL,
WX0SVH. Go ahead, sir. WX0STL.
I just found two houses with damage at McClay Crossing. That's going to be roughly a mile north of your Jungerman and 94 area.
Did you say two houses?
Yeah, that's correct, and I also got some photos. I can get the email address from Cliff if you want me to send them.
would, that'd be great.
Yes, sir.
Toward, McClay.
Yeah, okay. I've just turned west on, or northwest on 364 off of 141, so just a few.
I want you to head north up there, Harbinger Road, and Wayne EZQ will be coming from the west, so we'll get that corner there checked out.
W0ECA.
This is EZQ.
Your location, please.
I'm on Mugi at Heckman. I thought I'd cut over and I got this track done, but I didn't see anything before I got to old 94.
Okay, well, we've been getting reports from the Clay Road area of a lot of roof damage and stuff. Hackman Road and McClay over to McClay Crossing and so forth. So there is a lot of stuff in that area, so check that out.
Okay, now I'm pick up across the road. I'm driving my other vehicle to
Noah back there, right? Okay, got it. KC0STB.
W0KG, I'm at Youngerman, and just about the 94, there is some damage here. The address is
WR.
Youngerman, it's a car wash, has a facade blown off the front of it, and I see some more that I'll check out in a minute here, just a little east.
Okay, I have some QRM in the background here. What was the address?
1W-LSX.
My error. W-NoteX in there, right?
Correct, no X.
We will resend it, KC0STV.
Okay, got it in the log. Yeah, just keep surveying that whole area there. That's where it seems to be concentrated.
U-X-0-STL-W-0-S-V-H.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I've got a subdivision here in that same general area, Hackman and McClay, with significant tree damage throughout the subdivision, trees up to 4 to 5 inches.
Copy. You said street again?
Give me a minute and I'll get you some exact street names.
This is EZQ. Yeah, we're getting reports on another system here. Hackman and McClay, some streets back in there have significant. The other streets, I'll let you know, but Hackman and McClay, some of the subdivisions in that area there, Francis Howell North High School.
I'm at Hackman at McClay. I will turn up and go toward the high school, then circle around to the neighborhood.
Weather. Emergency.
Yeah, this stuff's apparently off the main road, so you'll have to circle through the subdivisions.
Affirmative,
WD6 EZQ. W0AG, I'm located at 2046 Grand Cayman Drive. That's C-A-Y-M-A-N. There's a sign entrance to this office area that's blown over, and some other things blown around.
Okay, 2046 Grand Cayman Drive, sign blown over. Got it, Art.
W-X-0-S-T-L-W-0-S-V-H.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay, the street name is Shirewood Drive, S-H-I-R-E-W-O-O-D Drive, and it ends on both ends on Woodbriar.
Okay, this is Briar, B-R-I-A-R.
That is correct, and we saw about 10 to 15 trees, one roof damage.
Copy address.
Ed?
5656 Harvest Glen Court. To a rear porch, rear deck, I should say, visible from Harvester. You want me to go further into the subdivision, or what's your pleasure?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on within the subdivision.
On the way.
DOC, WD6EZQ.
Go ahead, Wayne.
At the Francis Hall North High School, looks like they've already put some tarp on a small part of the roof here. But I saw a street down. I'm going to go back and get the location of that. WD6EZQ.
Okay, well, you're in the general area there. Just keep driving around those subdivisions.
Okay, G.
Go ahead, Art.
I'm at 251 Queensbrook. There's a facade blowing off. It's a brick facade, completely down. News media here. Also some...
Got it. W0ECA, net control for the St. Charles County Amateur Emergency Service Damage Assessment Program.
Well, this is WD6EZQ. Hello, everyone.
Go ahead, Wayne.
At Hackman and Woodbriar Lane, Hackman Road and Woodbriar Lane, there's a light pole down in the corner, and I can see several big branches of trees down at this intersection. Nothing's in the intersection, it's all in people's yard right here. WD6EZQ.
Okay, I got you in the log.
EZQ. Go ahead.
Yeah, also in that area, Woodbriar and Shirewood, back on Shirewood, supposedly some issues also.
I'll head back that way in just a minute. D6EZQ.
Yeah, that's on off of Hackman Road there, just south of Francis Howell North.
That's over there.
I'm in right now. It's just crawling with roofing contractors. Never heard the names or anything before, but just FYI.
Hey, do you know what the subdivision is?
Meadow. Those are all the beginnings of the street names.
Okay, thank you.
D6EZQ.
G. Address is 3000-3000 Almond Tree Drive. A-L-M-O-N-D. Almond Tree Drive. Minor roof damage to...
Got the log, thank you.
DZQ.
you, go ahead.
Got two addresses for you. 2975 McClay. They have tree damage and roof damage. And next door, 2971, I think, has tree damage. WD6EZQ.
2971.
2971, I think. The bottom number is missing, but it looks like it could be about right there, big lots.
Which is tree damage?
There was just tree damage on the second one, the 71. The 75 had roof damage, and one of the trees had a foot and a half.
Okay, thank you. Keep looking.
KG, I've got a couple more addresses for you here. Address is number 201. Tree Court. I'll have to get the name for you in a second. And also 205, same address, same street, Tree Court. And there's a little bit more significant roof damage on these two homes, and also some tree limbs down.
Weather emergency. Next.
Just Tree Court, or is there something in front of that?
Autumn, A-U-T-U-M-N, Autumn View, I'm sorry, I got the wrong street, it's Autumn View Court. Those two addresses, one I think was 205, had a little more significant roof damage and gutters torn off and so forth, and some tree damage.
Okay, good job, Art. I have it in the log, keep going.
Need to get back home for some issues over there from the storm.
Yourself stood down.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm at 510-510 Ashford Court. Significant roof damage. Can see through the ceiling. Off of one side of the house, looks like it's over the garage, and the other side also, and some minor damage around the house, siding and gutters and so forth, a little more significant here.
Okay, so the significant roof damage to the interior visible, is that what you said?
Stand by. Just open to the attic.
Okay, open to attic. Thanks, Art. It was 510 Ashford Court.
Got a roof damage report for 508 Ashford Court. A-S-H-F-O-R-D Court. Not as significant as the previous one, but it's there now.
Okay, roof damage, 508 Ashford Court.
Roger.
EOC, LNS.
LNS, go.
I need advice of a mail carrier. I moved to the east side of Harvester, and in the Sugarwood Dominiums area. She reported it was a fair amount of stuff over here.
Okay, well, if you can get an eye on some addresses, that's what we need.
Roger that.
Got it.
vicinity of the condominiums at 8, 10, 4, and 6 Sugarwood. Carport with a car trapped, damage to the car. Not seeing anything more severe than that right now. I'll continue.
Okay, that was 8, 10, 8, 4, and 8, 6, is that correct?
Make it numbers 8, 10, 4, and 6 on Sugarwood, the very first condominiums as you go in off of Harvester.
So the carport's down with vehicles underneath. I'm having to do a lot of typing.
I understand. I'm trying to go slow. Roger that. And these streets do not appear to have... Oh, correct. And on Sugar Valley Court, in addition. Say when you're ready.
I got your carport went down. Now what's next?
Sugar Valley... tree down on a vehicle. In addition, tree limbs down in the pool area.
I got Sugar Valley Court. Tree on vehicle and tree limbs in the pool.
Report. 503 Ashford Drive, siding off of the rear of the house has been blown off.
The 503 Ashford Drive, siding off rear of house.
Affirmative.
Weather. Emergency. Left.
Dynard. Number 8484, Bond Court, B-O-N-D, Court, shingles off the roof.
The 84 Bond Court, shingles off roof. Got it. W0ECA.
EOC LNS.
Go ahead, Mike.
The Sugarwood condominiums. Apparently, roughly most of the complex lost power at around 3:30 this afternoon. So far, no injuries, no major damage. I'll continue.
K-O-0-A. Repeater, good afternoon. The time is 5:54 p.m.
Here, and they have seen one UE truck pass down the main drag. Nobody has any more information.
Message received. W0ECA, net control.
WB0LNS.
WD6EZQ.
EZQ.
I have some small trees down. 49 McClay Trail Drive. 6EZQ.
Small trees down.
W0KG.
Go ahead, Art.
I've got a report. The street name is Penny Lane, P-E-N-N-Y, Lane. and there's several numbers involved here. The shingle and roof problems are at 826, 832, 847, and 818. Those are all shingle damage.
Yeah, I got 826 and 818. Would you give me the other two, please?
832 and 847.
Okay, shingle roof damage.
Affirmative.
Been a long, thanks, Art.
Well, I'm not done yet. I'm still on Penny Lane, and significant garage doors blown in on three houses. They're all attached duplex houses. Address numbers are 890, 896, and 898. Three garage doors blown in. Affirmative, and finally, the houses around number 874 Penny Lane, trees are down, and by the way, I'm right behind your repeater.
Well, I guess the headset is still up, we're talking on it.
That's not so bad, that's all I got, W0KG clear.
That control, WD6EZQ.
GQ.
You got two reports. Fortune, McClay Trail Drive. Fence down due to tree falling on it and some car damage. And the house next to number 20, which is the same road. About across the street. There's no address on it, so I assume it's
W0RJS Mondelez 33.
Fortune McClay Trail Drive fence down with car damage, and 20 McClay Trail Drive siding off a home. Correct.
Affirmative. There was a big tree down at 14, and that's what damaged.
I've got that corrected.
They did report as they were driving home, they saw a rotation in the cloud. They didn't say that they saw a tornado, but they definitely saw a rotation in the cloud as they were getting close to home, passing this way. WD6Q.
Okay, thanks, Wayne.
WB0LNS.
LNS.
Condominium area appears to be pretty well swept. No additional information at this point. Any other areas you'd like?
Okay, well, you're near Hackman Road, right?
I'm basically at the, just south of the intersection of Harvey and McClay.
Okay, yeah, Art's not here too. Head over toward Hackman and McClay and check east there on McClay, some of that subdivision over there. That seems to be the north side of the strip that we're looking at.
Okay, so that'd be east from Harvester.
Correct. Go back east on McClay, go back and go back on the other side over there and see what's in that area over there.
No way. EOC LNS information.
Go ahead.
The intersection of Harvester and Sugarwood, just below the Missouri American tanks, UE trucks are working. I'm going to assume on the power outage.
If there is one high voltage line down, UE is trying to repair it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Report.
Right, Art.
Number 5555, Harvest Glen Court. Harvest Glen Court. A house with roof damage, shingles off, siding off, and trees down.
Harvest Glen Court, house is shingled, siding off, trees are down.
Affirmative.
Alan Esco.
Okay, on the north side of McClay, I could not determine an address. Approximately 400 feet west of Harper. House with roof damage being repaired, and St. Peter's PD is on the scene.
What was the intersection? I didn't get the
Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R, Court.
Harper Court, that was roof damage being repaired.
Yes.
Message received, W0ECA.
W0KG with a report.
Right, Art.
Number 4646, Harvest House with a chimney damaged. It's a wood structure with siding that's been blown over a little bit.
Okay, a house with the chimney damage is a wood type chimney.
Affirmative.
Is there a CA?
CLNS.
Go ahead.
WB0LNS information. Apparently there is a Club Fitness in the area of 94 and Youngerman that has been pretty heavily damaged.
Hey, you have an eye on that?
Negative. Currently I'm at 94 in McClay. No reports of any damage here at the moment that I can find. I'll continue this area.
Okay, so Club Fitness does have heavy damage.
I received two reports of that.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
And I see my chicken joint coming on, so I'm going to head on home. WD6EZQ.
Okay, well, thanks for your help and support today, Wayne. Appreciate it, and hopefully not too much trouble there in your car.
Yeah, there's an oxygen sensor problem, but it's my the pickup that's in the shop that's a real problem. WD6EZQ. Clear.
Let me know when you're actually home, please.
WB0LNS.
Mike, go ahead.
Okay, nothing close to Hackman, east of Hackman. Any other areas you want me to check?
I have a feeling it looks like it's pretty much the strip between McClay Road and 364, probably from just the west side of Ingerman up to Hackman Road is where it touched down. So, yeah, that's great, Mike. I think we've got a good idea where we're at here anyway, and I appreciate your help. You're clear to go home if you want to.
You're no problem either way. I'll do what you want. Glad I could finally get out to help at least.
Weather. Emergency.
Stand by a second, Mike. W0KG, do you think you've got the area pretty well covered there?
Yeah, I just passed Youngerman and McClay, and I saw one house that had a blue tarp on it that I was going to go back and get the address for you. That's all I've seen.
Okay, so it looks like it's pretty much the strip between McClay and 364. From Youngerman East to the Hackman Road area. Is that correct in your
side? I would agree with that.
Hey, well, guys, I think we got a good picture of what we got here now, so now we got to decide what we're going to do with it. So I appreciate that, and you're both clear to return home if you wish, or if you, because I think we got a good picture here of where we're at right now.
Okay, let me give you this last address. It's 3819-3819. Jacques Mar Drive, that's J-A-Q hyphen M-A-R Drive, just off of McClay Road.
Okay, that's the tarp on the roof.
Affirmative.
Okay, well, like I said, I think we've got a good picture here. Let's go ahead and call up, and guys, I really appreciate your help.
Okie dokie, this is W0KG, I'll be heading back to the QTH en route. W0KG clear.
Okay, and let me know when you're back home, and same thing with you, Mike, LNS.
Roger that, WB0LNS, I'll have the radio on.
ELC.
Unit calling, go ahead.
This is W0IXD. Jeff, I just want you to know I'm home.
Okay, Phil, I got you at home. Thank you.
Claire, are we
Hopefully we're done.
Okay. Hopefully we will be. All right, thanks. W0IXD, Claire.
WD6EZQ.
Weather. Emergency.
Hi, Wayne.
Home. QTH. WD6EZQ.
Okay, Wayne. Got you at home. Thank you for your help tonight.